Welcome back to the Fan Morning Show. Greg Giannotti, Paul Alexander, and Jim Colony. And Paul, we're very lucky to have Curtis Aiken as a weekly guest on the show.
Yes, we are, and he's presented by number one Cochran. So, Curtis, how are you, my friend? A pretty good win on the road, obviously, by the Pitt Panthers, and they come home. And, well, the key debts, they didn't really offer much as far as opposition goes.
Not at all. And, you know, we knew that it would be a big advantage for the Panthers with their height and size advantage from a rebounding standpoint. But it was much bigger than I think even Coach Dixon anticipated. And that, I think that was obviously the biggest difference in the game in their ability to get second and third opportunities at the basket.
Curtis, one thing we're going to see a lot of here over the next month or so, or maybe less than a month now, at least the next 3 weeks, is Pitt having to play without Trey Woodall. And so far, so good. And the one guy that I'm impressed with, actually, it's kind of Cameron Wright's defense has been really good. And John Johnson, it seems like he's never going to miss a shot. Those two guys look like they're going to be able to fill in pretty nicely, at least for a little bit.
No question. And that's a good analogy. And if you were to combine those two players, you'd have the perfect player. You know, with Cameron Wright's size and his ability to play defense and stop some of the bigger guards, and John Johnson, who really was known more for a scrappy, real solid defensive player as well, has turned out to be an excellent three-point ball shooter and a pretty good ball handler as well.
And Curtis, with that being said, obviously when you do get Woodall back and healthy, and you know, with Ashton Gibbs out there as well, you kind of lose a defensive presence. I would think with Wright and both Johnson, that depth is going to be key once you get into Big East action. There's going to be some good two guards you're going to have to shut down.
Absolutely. And, you know, to further your point even more, I looked at, and most would probably argue this point, but at least from an offensive standpoint, I say Woodall as well as Gibbs is probably the best backcourt tandem in the Big East. However, from a defensive standpoint, they've been a liability, not really being able to defend on the ball, you know, allowing guys to beat them off the bounce. If they can improve in that area, they can certainly, you know, at least in my mind, be the best two guards in the Big East. However, you know, with the depth and the bench play of the Pitt Panthers is probably their strongest point at this point, having guys like Cameron Wright and John Johnson come off the bench, they do give you that lift, at least from a defensive standpoint, in that guard position.
Now, one guy who's on a streak now of two straight double-doubles is Nasir Robinson, who does a little bit of everything. Of course, we're talking to Curtis Aiken here on the Fan Morning Show. And can he continue to keep when Nasir goes up against bigger guys, can he continue to exploit other teams' forwards the way that he's been able to exploit them so far this year, with the way that he roams around the baseline, gets in the middle of that zone, makes passes, can hit shots, can hit follow-ups? Or is he going to be able to do that against taller guys, better competition?
Well, I think, you know, the bigger the guys, the more that he can exploit them, because he has an uncanny ability to get to the rim with either hand and has a great knack for the basketball. You know, some things you just can't teach, and I know you hear that a lot, but when you watch him, he's undersized. He doesn't leave the floor in terms of his jumping ability. He's not a great jumper, but he's in the right place at the right time because he has a great knack for the basketball, and with his ability to be able to finish around the rim with both hands, it causes the opposing team fits.
Everything you said about Nasir Robinson and finishing around the rim is the exact opposite of Dante Taylor. It doesn't seem like he can finish around the rim unless it's a clear shot and a dunk. He's gotten a little bit better as his career has gone on, but are you still underwhelmed by some of his offensive play?
Well, actually, it's quite the opposite. You know, I've been able to watch his progression. I mean, if you take the tag off of him, the tag of McDonald's All-American, and you just look at him as another basketball player, another kid that came into Jamie Dixon's program, you would have to say this kid has improved. However, the tag of McDonald's High School All-American has put him in a category that people look at him differently. And not that they shouldn't, because he earned that tag, but, you know, I don't necessarily know that he's played up to his capabilities at Pitt, but I do see him improving year to year. You know, you mentioned the fact that, you know, point-blank shots at the rim in terms of dunks. Well, a year ago, he wasn't dunking the basketball because he wasn't taking the ball to the rim strong. So I see him improved in that area. I mean, he's probably had more dunks early this year than he's had all of last year because he's taking the ball to the rim strong. More importantly, he's catching the basketball. He's getting himself in solid position under the basket where he can finish. So I do see some improvement. However, is it as fast as most would thought that it would be? No, but I think that he's going to contribute in a big way to this team. And what a great luxury. You have, obviously, Kim Birch starting at this point, and I think that that will continue because he changes the whole complexity of the game when he's in the game with his ability to block shots and alter shots and rebound the basketball and finish the way that he has been. He's playing outstanding, but to have Kim Birch go to the bench and have a guy like Dante Taylor come in the game now is just an unbelievable luxury for Jamie Dixon to have. But I do, my point is, I do see Taylor improving from year to year.
And with that combination, will they get enough offense from the post, in your opinion?
Well, you know, the offense has really been coming from this here Robinson in the post position. One of the other things that I didn't mention and is quite obvious, and particularly by if you look at the stat line, is that Nasir Robinson is an excellent passer in the interior. When he gets the ball, you know, at the top of the key or in the low post, he can distribute the basketball as well as anybody on the team, which is surprising. He's gotten better in that area. But to your point, you know, from a low post standpoint, you know, I see them, I never in the past rarely see them call a low post number in terms of, even when Gary McGee was here at Pitt, they never really called his number. For those guys to score, they have to go get rebounds and get putbacks. I've watched them, particularly over the last two or three games, actually call the bigs numbers in terms of running plays for them and creating isolations for them to score the basketball. So that's something that I think has changed. I think that they're starting to see and have more confidence in their bigs like Dante Taylor.
Curtis, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
Enjoy it, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Curtis.
Curtis Aiken, former Pitt basketball player, of course, and now broadcasting the games and does a great job for us. And each and every week we'll be joined to talk some Pitt hoops